Chapter 17. When I saw Steerforth's body, I remembered what he had said to me about thinking the best of him no matter what. Ham's body was put in one room, and Steerforth's in another. People came to see Ham, but I had to take Steerforth to London to give to his mother. Mrs. Steerforth was very ill, and Miss Dartle was with her. "Why are you wearing black?" Mrs. Steerforth asked. "My wife died," I said. "I'm sorry," she said. "There is something else, though. Is it my son?" "He's dead, isn't he?" Miss Dartle asked. "Yes, I brought him back to you," I said. Miss Dartle and Mrs. Steerforth started fighting over Steerforth. They were both very upset. Mrs. Steerforth closed her eyes and couldn't open them again. We sent for the doctor, but there was nothing that he could do. I got rid of Emily's letter to Ham. I didn't tell Emily or Dan what had happened to Ham or Steerforth. I told Traddles about Steerforth. He was shocked, but he had never liked Steerforth. I didn't tell Peggotty about Ham or Steerforth. Agnes and Betsy went to help Mr. Micawber to pack for Australia. While they were there, Mr. Micawber was arrested again for not paying his debts. Betsy told me what had happened. I went to the prison and paid Mr. Micawber's debts to get him out of prison. Mr. Micawber promised to give Traddles a list of all his other debts so that they could be sorted out and he wouldn't be arrested again. Mrs. Micawber wanted to see her family before they left for Australia, but nobody came. The boat to Australia left the next day. I went down to say goodbye to everyone, but Mr. Micawber had been arrested again. Dan had to use some of his money to get Mr. Micawber out of prison. There were lots of people there to say goodbye to all the people going to Australia. Martha was there too. She had decided to go to Australia with Dan, Emily, and Mrs. Gummidge. Peggotty and I watched the ship leave and then left the dock together. I decided to go travelling to help get over Dora's death. I left England for the first time, but travelling did not help me. Every day, I felt more and more upset about Dora's death. I ended up in Switzerland. It was the first time I felt peace since Dora had died. I cried about her death for the first time when I was there. There were many letters for me at the hotel. All of them were letters from Agnes. I read them and knew that I was in love with Agnes. I wrote to her and told her that I would never be the kind of man she wanted me to be without her. I stayed in Switzerland for 3 months and wrote a lot. I finished my book and sent it to Traddles to publish. More and more people knew who I was. They liked my writing. I was sure that Agnes couldn't love me, especially after I had married another woman. I wasn't worthy of a woman like Agnes. I went back home to London. Betsy had gone back to Dover, and Traddles was a very popular lawyer and had finally got enough money to marry Sophie. I arrived at his house on their wedding day. I met the doctor who was there when I was born. He told me that Mr. Murdstone lived near him and that he was married to another young woman. The second wife had died, and he was treating his third wife just like my mother. It made the doctor angry, and he told me it was good to talk to someone who knew how bad the man was. Nobody in the area liked the Murdstones. Miss Murdstone was living in the house with Mr. Murdstone and his new wife. I stayed in London for a few days before going to Dover to see Mr. Dick, Peggotty, and Betsy. I spent all night talking to Betsy. She told me all about what had happened while I was in Switzerland. I told her about my travels. I asked her how Mr. Wickfield and Agnes were. Betsy told me that Mr. Wickfield looked very ill now, and Agnes was still beautiful. I asked if she had got married. No, she could have, but I think she is in love with someone. I don't know who it is, and she won't tell anyone, Betsy said. I went to Canterbury the next day. I thought that Agnes would tell me who she was in love with. I hadn't told Agnes that I was coming back to England or coming to visit her. I remembered what it was like when I lived with Mr. Wickfield and Agnes. Agnes opened the door and nearly collapsed when she saw me. I was very excited when I saw her. Agnes had to calm me down after she had recovered from the shock of seeing me. I asked her about the school she had opened. It was going well. She liked being a teacher. She invited me to come to dinner that night, but I had already promised to have dinner with Betsy. I spent the whole day with Agnes and Mr. Wickfield. I knew that I loved Agnes, but since she hadn't told me that she loved me after my last letter, I had to think of her as a sister. Mr. Wickfield had stopped drinking, and he did look much better, though Betsy was right, he did look old. He was very proud of everything that Agnes had done. He told me that Agnes's mother had married him against his father's wishes, so her father had said that she was not his daughter anymore. When she died, I was so upset, he told me. Agnes asked me if I was going to go travelling again. Please don't leave again. You can do a lot of good here, she told me. Until the day I die, you will always be the reason that I am a better man, I told her, and then I went back to Betsy.